Hello, Sylvia Hartley again, and this is a monologue called Matters of the Heart. It's Wednesday tea time, 6 p.m. and all is quiet, not a sound. It feels strange after all these years of Monica ringing every Wednesday regular as clockwork. She's a friend of mine. Well, was. Sadly, she passed on about 5 weeks ago. I met her at tech when I were doing shorthand and typing. She was one of my bridesmaids when we got married, but I can't really remember asking her. My Desmond used a fair few when phone rang, but it made no difference. Tell her we're having us tea. Don't answer it. The only times we had a quiet Wednesday at 6 o'clock was when we were away. I know she were bossy, and Desmond dreaded her visiting, because she took her over. He always said her husband Frank were a saint, and they got on quite well together when she and I were chatting, or, as Desmond said, when she were telling me what to do. But, you know, in spite of all that, I liked her. Funny somehow, I never took offence at all, she said. They used to live near Nottingham, and we'd go and stay sometimes, or they'd come to us. Only a couple of times a year, but according to Desmond, that were more than enough. They moved back round here about 4 years ago. Well, to the side of Todmorden. Poor old Desmond had passed on by then, and Monica's health wasn't too good, so I used to go on bus every fortnight to give Frank chance of a break, but of course, she always rang on Wednesdays. We all wondered how Frank had fared after she'd died, but it's early days, only 5 weeks. There was a knock on my door this morning. It were Mrs. Brobank, come to collect some biscuits for Knit and Natter Group. We usually manage a couple. Well, guess what? I had to tell her that I'm just hiding Frank in my front room for a couple of hours, so we'll have to sit in the kitchen. What's the matter with him? She asked. Oh, he says he's having problems with a woman. Good grief! I carried on making tea. Yes, silly old goat should know better, but come on, be honest. Lovely as Monica was, he'd never made a decision in his life, well, for over 50 years. She always amused me when she used to say, I think this, and so does Frank. I won't ever have to eat another bowl of muesli or bread and butter pudding, he told me after the funeral. And he was like a naughty schoolboy when I caught him in court buying a quiche and a bag of oven chips. What's happened now? Well, there's a woman down his road who's been on her own a few years, and he thought it might be nice to go out for a meal with her. You know, it's only 5 weeks since funeral, but we all know it can be a bit lonely eating by yourself. I think they went to that new Italian restaurant in town, and I gather they've been a couple of times. Al Brian's been says it's good. Well, I'm not certain what happened yesterday evening, but he rang up in a right state and asked if he could come down first thing this morning. Do you know, he arrived before that time to put my teeth in, and he flew into the front room and plonked himself on my little footstool. What are you doing? I asked him. Hey, you'll never get up from that with your gammy knee. And I were nearly right. It took him 10 minutes to sort himself out. I put kettle on and asked him what on earth were going on. Well, he were blushing and stammering. I couldn't tell a word he was saying apart from I heard the name Vera. Oh, Frank, what on earth has happened? Have you done something you shouldn't? I were getting alarmed. I looked at him in his grey flannels and old sports jacket. Hardly Casanova. Not me, he muttered, and he actually blushed. Well, he could have knocked me down with a feather. What has she done? I tried not to smile. I mean, it seems so ludicrous that someone should, well, tamper with him. I had visions of a large woman throwing herself on top of him, like one of those seaside postcards. Frank, just take a deep breath and tell me, and then perhaps we can sort it out. Well, he said they'd had a good meal and a good laugh, and he'd driven her home, and apparently she'd asked him in as it was only 9 o'clock. So in he went. Go on, then. I was getting a bit impatient, and were curious, if I were honest. He put his head in his hands. She's a really nice lady. I don't know what to do. Never mind that. What did she do? I liked it, you know. That's what's so awful. I weren't certain her up to any more information. Look, you don't have to say any more, Frank. These things happen and you're a free agent. She put me sugar in and she stirred me tea with a teaspoon. I passed him his cuppa. Don't worry, Frank. I'm not going to handle your teaspoon and you're not messing with mine. Mrs. B giggled. Well, I've heard it called some stuff before, but tea stirring's a new one. So what's he doing now? I told her he were thinking. Thinking? Whether he should go back tonight for another do. She opened front room door. Get off back there, Frank, she told him. It's not often anybody wants to fiddle with your teaspoon at our age.